Medieval Archives, Podcast Lesson 1. Welcome to the first podcast of Medieval Archives, the podcast for medieval news, history, and entertainment. I'm your host, Erica, and today we have a lovely guest, Josie.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
And today, we will be discussing the future of the past, castles, all from who, what, when, and how. Here's what you need to know. But first, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Screams R Us, for bringing you this podcast. Now, if you know someone withholding information from the government, since the church wants you to recant, torture is the way to retrieve it. All from head crushers to knee splitters, Screams R Us has it. Torture in the Middle Ages was viewed as an acceptable way to retrieve confessions from criminals or to gain additional information regarding their crimes. Executional tortures include the breaking wheel, impalement, burning at the stake, being hanged, and drawn and quartered. So next time your neighbor Joe doesn't invite you to his barbecue party, he'll have more coming than just your snarky comments on Facebook. Torture devices used to extract information include the rack, the pair, and the judicial chair. They all sound oh so comfortable, which I believe has why everyone was oh so afraid of these devices. Well, with my code JAMESCHARLES, you can get a 30% off your purchase. That's the code JAMESCHARLES at torture4life.com for 30% off. Now on to the podcast. Throughout the years, castles have been described and shown as big, beautiful homes that kings and queens have lived and ruled in. But it hasn't always been this way. Today, we are going to talk about the different types of castles and their uses. For example, the classic stone castle that we have all dreamed and longed to live in would have had the main purpose of defending against a siege.
Yes, that's right. These forts, aka the first forms of castles, were used as a strategical piece to make sure knights and warriors would have a safe place to live. Also, castles were used for defending against attacking enemies, very possibly your jealous neighbor.
Exactly, Josie. In the Middle Ages, castles provided shelter to kings' warriors up until the late 10th century, when kings, lords, and their families began living in them and making them their home by the orders of William the Conqueror.
But even then, castles were a poor home to live in, oftentimes being very cold because of the way the windows were designed and having no fireplaces, not to mention all the rats.
Wait, so if castles were truly this bad, why was everyone dying to live in one?
Well, for three main reasons. One, living in a castle always ensured that no invading country could pose a threat. Two, groups within the country during a civil war, and three, because it also protected against an uprising from the ordinary population of the country.
Wow, so you're saying that people living in these castles were just hiding the whole time?
Yes.
Wow, well, I have a new understanding for what castles are really for.
Well, no, not all castles were made for hiding in.
Oh, okay.
There are all different kinds of castles.
For example?
For example, there are three different types of castles, the moat and bailey keep and the concentric castles.
Ah, yes. The moat and bailey was a castle from the 10th century and were first made in England.
Yep, and the name describes the castle perfectly, as it does for most of them. The moat and keep was a raised mound of earth, which has either wood or a stone building on it, often referred to as a keep. The bailey was an enclosed courtyard that was surrounded by walls and a ditch and a palisade, which is a wooden stake fence.
The bailey was a courtyard inside which lived some people, animals, and had a drawbridge to the castle that could be lifted to keep out invading warriors.
Oh, so here's a fun fact that's really actually just gross, like me. The moat was made up of mostly human waste and animal manure, and if the spell didn't stop someone from trying to cross it, the spikes were also what did.
Gross. So at its most basic form, this style of castle was just a tower with a couple of houses in the bailey, with fences as a moat guarding it all. Cool. Now on to the next style of castle.
Okay, well, the castle is a classic stone castle, aka the Lord Farquaad's castle. But stone castles didn't have a small manor town in them like his had.
Oh my lord. I love Shrek. Swamp family, where are you at?
Hit me up.
Same. Okay, well, the next castle we will be talking about is the Stone Castle, which according to History.com and Facts and Summaries, Middle Ages, quote, a type of castle that offered a better form of defense, with thick walls and few windows. Entrances to the keep was by stone steps leading to the first floor. The kitchen were situated on the ground floor, while the living quarters were on the upper floors, end quote.
Also saying that the first keep was were rectangular in shape, but later ones were often circular. This is basically saying how going from classic moat and bailey was now new stone castle, which was a new upgraded, stronger replica.
Which leads me to believe that this next castle is going to be the nicest in what we think of when we think of castles, meaning ones like the Royal British Family lived in, etc.
Exactly. The last castle we have out of the three is the Concentric Castle, which is a castle with two or more concentric curtain walls, which is a type of defensive wall between the two towers of a castle, fortress, or town.
The word concentric means, by definition, quote, of or denoting circles, arcs, or other shapes that share the same center, the larger often completely surrounding the smaller, end quote, meaning that this style of castle is even more safe and defensive, having walls around walls. Dang, that would suck to be the enemy trying to get in the castle. And you get through one wall and then bam, another.
Like, hello, hi, don't forget about me.
Exactly. Anyways, in recap of what we just learned about castles, in the Middle Ages, castles started off as forts in war to protect warriors and knights. Then in the 10th century, by the orders of William the Conqueror, castles were modified to be fit for kings and lords to live in them. From then, castles grew in size and sturdiness, making them taller, thicker, and grander.
Yep, even though castles were very gross, like me again, and cold, they did provide safety and reassurance.
Well, that's the end for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the first and only podcast of Medieval Art Archives. I'm your host, Erica, and thanks to our special guest star, Josie.
Bye.
Bye. Medieval Archives, Podcast Lesson 1. Welcome to the first podcast of Medieval Archives, the podcast for medieval news, history, and entertainment. I'm your host, Erica, and today we have a lovely guest, Josie.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
And today we will be discussing the future of the past, castles, all from who, what, when, and how. Here's what you need to know. But first, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Screams R Us, for bringing you this podcast. Now, if you know someone withholding information from the government, since the church wants you to recant, torture is the way to retrieve it. All from head crushers to knee splitters, Screams R Us has it. Torture in the Middle Ages was viewed as an acceptable way to retrieve confessions from criminals or to gain additional information regarding their crimes. Executional tortures include the breaking wheel, impalement, burning at the stake, being hanged, and drawn and quartered. So next time your neighbor Joe doesn't invite you to his barbecue party, he'll have more coming than just your snarky comments on Facebook. Torture devices used to extract information include the rack, the pair, and the judicial chair. They all sound oh so comfortable, which I believe has why everyone was oh so afraid of these devices. Well, with my code JamesCharles, you can get a 30% off your purchase. That's the code JamesCharles at torture4life.com for 30% off. Now on to the podcast. Throughout the years, castles have been described and shown as big, beautiful homes that kings and queens have lived and ruled in. But it hasn't always been this way. Today, we are going to talk about the different types of castles and their uses. For example, the classic stone castle that we have all dreamed and longed to live in would have had the main purpose of defending against a siege.
Yes, that's right. These forts, aka the first forms of castles, were used as a strategical piece to make sure knights and warriors would have a safe place to live. Also, castles were used for defending against attacking enemies, very possibly your jealous neighbor.
Exactly, Josie. In the Middle Ages, castles provided shelter to kings and to kings' warriors up until the late 10th century, when kings, lords, and their families began living in them and making them their home by the orders of William the Conqueror.
But even then, castles were a poor home to live in, oftentimes being very cold because of the way the windows were designed and having no fireplaces, not to mention all the rats.
Wait, so if castles were truly this bad, why was everyone dying to live in one?
Well, for three main reasons. One, living in a castle always ensured that no invading country could pose a threat. Two, groups within the country during a civil war. And three, because it also protected against an uprising from the ordinary population of the country.
Wow, so you're saying that people living in these castles were just hiding the whole time?
Yes.
Wow, well, I have a new understanding for what castles are really for.
Well, no, not all castles were made for hiding in.
Oh, okay.
There are all different kinds of castles.
For example?
For example, there are three different types of castles, the moat and bailey keep and the concentric castles.
Ah, yes. The moat and bailey was a castle from the 10th century and were first made in England.
Yep, and the name describes the castle perfectly, as it does for most of them. The moat and keep was a raised mound of earth which has either wood or a stone building on it, often referred to as a keep. The bailey was an enclosed courtyard that was surrounded by walls and a ditch and a palisade, which is a wooden stake fence.
The bailey was a courtyard inside which lived some people, animals, and had a drawbridge to the castle that could be lifted to keep out invading warriors.
Oh, so here's a fun fact that's really actually just gross, like me. The moat was made up of mostly human waste and animal manure, and if the spell didn't stop someone from trying to cross it, the spikes were also what did.
Gross. So at its most basic form, this style of castle was just a tower with a couple of houses in the bailey, with fences as a moat guarding it all. Cool. Now on to the next style of castle.
Okay, well the castle is a classic stone castle, aka the Lord Farquaad's castle. But stone castles didn't have a small manor or town in them like his had.
Oh my lord. I love Shrek. Swamp family, where are you at?
Hit me up.
Same. Okay, well, the next castle we will be talking about is the Stone Castle, which according to history.com and Facts and Summaries, Middle Ages, quote, a type of castle that offered a better form of defense, with thick walls and few windows. Entrances to the keep was by stone steps leading to the first floor. The kitchen were situated on the ground floor, while the living quarters were on the upper floors, end quote.
Also saying that the first keep was were rectangular in shape, but later ones were often circular. This is basically saying how going from classic moat and bailey was now new stone castle, which was a new upgraded, stronger replica.
Which leads me to believe that this next castle is going to be the nicest in what we think of when we think of castles, meaning ones like the Royal British Family lived in, etc.
Exactly. The last castle we have out of the three is the Concentric Castle, which is a castle with two or more concentric curtain walls, which is a type of defensive wall between the two towers of a castle, fortress, or town.
The word concentric means, by definition, quote, of or denoting circles, arcs, or other shapes that share the same center, the larger often completely surrounding the smaller, end quote, meaning that this style of castle is even more safe and defensive, having walls around walls. Dang, that would suck to be the enemy trying to get in the castle. And you get through one wall and then bam, another.
Like, hello, hi, don't forget about me.
Exactly. Anyways, in recap of what we just learned about castles, in the Middle Ages, castles started off as forts in war to protect warriors and knights. Then in the 10th century, by the orders of William the Conqueror, castles were modified to be fit for kings and lords to live in them. From then, castles grew in size and sturdiness, making them taller, thicker, and grander.
Yep, even though castles were very gross, like me again, and cold, they did provide safety and reassurance.
Well, that's the end for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the first and only podcast of Medieval Art Archives. I'm your host, Erica, and thanks to our special guest star, Josie.
Bye.
Bye. I'm sorry. Medieval Archives, Podcast Lesson 1. Welcome to the first podcast of Medieval Archives, the podcast for medieval news, history, and entertainment. I'm your host, Erica, and today we have a lovely guest, Josie.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
And today we will be discussing the future of the past, castles, all from who, what, when, and how. Here's what you need to know. But first, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Screams R Us, for bringing you this podcast. Now, if you know someone withholding information from the government, since the church wants you to recant, torture is the way to retrieve it. All from head crushers to knee splitters, Screams R Us has it. Torture in the Middle Ages was viewed as an acceptable way to retrieve confessions from criminals or to gain additional information regarding their crimes. Executional tortures include the breaking wheel, impalement, burning at the stake, being hanged, and drawn and quartered. So next time your neighbor Joe doesn't invite you to his barbecue party, he'll have more coming than just your snarky comments on Facebook. Torture devices used to extract information include the rack, the pair, and the judicial chair. They all sound oh so comfortable, which I believe has why everyone was oh so afraid of these devices. Well, with my code JamesCharles, you can get a 30% off your purchase. That's the code JamesCharles at torture4life.com for 30% off. Now on to the podcast. Throughout the years, castles have been described and shown as big, beautiful homes that kings and queens have lived and ruled in. But it hasn't always been this way. Today, we are going to talk about the different types of castles and their uses. For example, the classic stone castle that we have all dreamed and longed to live in would have had the main purpose of defending against a siege.
Yes, that's right. These forts, aka the first forms of castles, were used as a strategical piece to make sure knights and warriors would have a safe place to live. Also, castles were used for defending against attacking enemies, very possibly your jealous neighbor.
Exactly, Josie. In the Middle Ages, castles provided shelter to kings' warriors up until the late 10th century, when kings, lords, and their families began living in them and making them their home by the orders of William the Conqueror.
But even then, castles were a poor home to live in, oftentimes being very cold because of the way the windows were designed and having no fireplaces, not to mention all the rats.
Wait, so if castles were truly this bad, why was everyone dying to live in one?
Well, for three main reasons. One, living in a castle always ensured that no invading country could pose a threat. Two, groups within the country during a civil war. And three, because it also protected against an uprising from the ordinary population of the country.
Wow, so you're saying that people living in these castles were just hiding the whole time?
Yes.
Wow, well, I have a new understanding for what castles are really for.
Well, no, not all castles were made for hiding in.
Oh, okay.
There are all different kinds of castles.
For example?
For example, there are three different types of castles, the moat and bailey and the concentric castles.
Ah, yes. The moat and bailey was a castle from the 10th century and were first made in England.
Yep, and the name describes the castle perfectly, as it does for most of them. The moat and keep was a raised mound of earth, which has either wood or a stone building on it, often referred to as a keep. The bailey was an enclosed courtyard that was surrounded by walls and a ditch and a palisade, which is a wooden stake fence.
The bailey was a courtyard inside which lived some people, animals, and had a drawbridge to the castle that could be lifted to keep out invading warriors.
Oh, so here's a fun fact that's really actually just gross, like me. The moat was made up of mostly human waste and animal manure, and if the spell didn't stop someone from trying to cross it, the spikes were also... What did?
Gross. So at its most basic form, this style of castle was just a tower with a couple of houses in the bailey, with fences as a moat guarding it all. Cool. Now on to the next style of castle.
Okay, well, the castle is a classic stone castle, aka the Lord Farquaad's castle. But some castles didn't have a small manor or town in them like his had.
Oh my lord. I love Shrek. Swamp family, where are you at?
Hit me up.
Same. Okay, well, the next castle we will be talking about is the Stone Castle, which according to History.com and Facts and Summaries, Middle Ages, quote, a type of castle that offered a better form of defense, with thick walls and few windows. Entrances to the keep was by stone steps leading to the first floor. The kitchen were situated on the ground floor, while the living quarters were on the upper floors, end quote.
Also saying that the first keep were rectangular in shape, but later ones were often circular. This is basically saying how going from classic moat and bailey was now new stone castle, which was a new upgrade and stronger replica.
Which leads me to believe that this next castle is going to be the nicest in what we think of when we think of castles, meaning ones like the royal British family lived in, etc.
Exactly. The last castle we have out of the three is the Concentric Castle, which is a castle with two or more concentric curtain walls, which is a type of defensive wall between the two towers of a castle, fortress, or town.
The word concentric means, by definition, quote, of or denoting circles, arcs, or other shapes that share the same center, the larger often completely surrounding the smaller, end quote, meaning that this style of castle is even more safe and defensive, having walls around walls. Dang, that would suck to be the enemy trying to get in the castle. And you get through one wall and then bam, another.
Like, hello, hi, don't forget about me.
Exactly. Anyways, in recap of what we just learned about castles, in the Middle Ages, castles started off as forts in war to protect warriors and knights. Then in the 10th century, by the orders of William the Conqueror, castles were modified to be fit for kings and lords to live in them. From then, castles grew in size and sturdiness, making them taller, thicker, and grander.
Yep, even though castles were very gross, like me again, and cold, they did provide safety and reassurance.
Well, that's the end for today's podcast. Thanks for listening to the first and only podcast of Medieval Archives. I'm your host, Erica, and thanks to our special guest star, Josie.
Bye.
Bye.